A criminal record, be it a misdemeanor or a felony, is one of the biggest obstacles to finding a job, and it's an obstacle that disproportionately affects African Americans in inner city communities. Chenille McLeod lost her job at a bank in 2007 when she was convicted of battery for fighting with her abusive husband. Though she spent less than a week in jail, her job prospects dried up immediately.
I've been able to experience, you know, going on 3 or 4 interviews, acing all the tests, and been able to get to that last round only for them to, you know, say, I would love to give you this job, but I can't because of your conviction.
McLeod has teamed up with Madison attorney Shunette Hunter to help people like her get their criminal records expunged. The effort's called Clean Slate. Hunter says it's illegal to use a criminal record to deny someone employment unless the offense is directly related to the job, but proving employers are doing that is almost impossible.
It's hard for you to prove that they are actually using that record against you, because there are a lot of reasons why you might not be a good fit for a job, but we know by the percentages, people with an arrest or conviction record are more than twice as likely to be unemployed or unemployable. So you need more than that.
Clean Slate is backing a bill that would make a current state law retroactive, allowing people with old convictions to have them removed by a judge. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.